This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Luke Anderson, Danny Meringue. We've got no Jeff Russ today, so we've got Will Ortner on the other side of the glass today. We are talking about sad stories in the NBA. Zion Williamson is in a whole heap of trouble. If you missed that, you can go back and listen to it on the podcast later. But we will move on to things that are a little bit lighter. Last night, not a great basketball game, but if we take what the Knicks did yesterday. So Jalen Brunson scores 32. They kind of leave the Pacers in the dust. You get to that 6 minute, 4 minute, 3 minute mark. Well, they've done it before. Can the Pacers come back?
I thought they might.
Everybody thought they might.
Because they cut it down to, what was it, 10 or 12 with like 4 to go.
12 is as close as I remember seeing it.
And I was like, that was when I had my chair half pivoted to the Xbox screen of like, am I going to fire this thing up, or are we going to do something here? And the Knicks kind of stifled it, and I was like, all right,
yeah,
we can pivot all the way over.
Well, that was where I was going is what's happened in this series, or just what the Pacers have done in the playoffs, kind of given you a anything can happen in this series feel.
They have three of the best comebacks in NBA history this season, yeah. In this playoffs.
Like in this month,
yeah,
they have as good of comebacks.
Three of the four. Like
nobody's
late game comebacks in NBA playoff history.
Well, what was the 9-point deficit with a minute left? Mm-hmm. They had like 1,434 whatever attempts, and it was
one team had no. I'm sorry,
nope, they were the first.
They were the first, but it was the one under 45 seconds, like seven to go, like whatever it was, like very tight.
It was one of those stats where nerds get really excited, and they're like, let's see if it's a couple hundred. Let's see if it's – and then it gets over 1,000, and they're like, well, we got to put this out. But anytime you have stats with caveats in there, you know, it's like on a Thursday in May whatever.
Well, you're talking about like three possession leads with under a minute to go, though.
Insane.
Like they've just done it.
Yeah.
And against three different opponents. They did it against the Bucks. They did it against the Knicks. They did it against the Cavs. And it's like, holy crap. And so you don't trick yourself into believing. They've made you believe because
for sure.
They've been that good. And the Knicks, to their credit, you know, we were talking about it yesterday with Dusty. The night before, Nemec and I were talking about the Timberwolves, and I'm like, I think they're going to go out sad.
And they sure did.
And they went out sad. And we were talking yesterday about the Knicks, and I was like, honestly, man, I think the Knicks are going to push this. I don't think they're going to win the series, but I don't think they're going to go out sad. And they came out with all the chutzpah and intensity that the Timberwolves didn't have from the jump.
Yeah.
And you were like, okay, good for you, Knicks. Don't go out sad.
Well, the sense that I got, not even necessarily that they'll go out sad, because so much of it was that game one gut punch. It felt like, and I don't know how much you believe in momentum in series, but it felt like they were so deflated with game one that it carried over into game two. Mm-hmm. And at the end, that game was close the whole way. But at the end, when it came down to crunch time, I mean, some of Brunson's shots were wild.
Yeah.
Like, they were just, I mean, hitting just backboard or some air balls or whatever it was. But it was. It very much felt like they're like, we can't let it happen again. They overpressed in the big moments late in game one or game two because of what happened in game one, at least what it felt like to me. So then they go and they split in Indiana. And so they've still got an opportunity. It felt like that was the Knicks team that beat the Celtics, right? There was never a moment, because they were the team that had the big comebacks coming out of it as well. I mean, I know that the Pacers had some late game finishes that were awesome in the Cleveland series.
Even more dramatic, yeah.
But they weren't playing the champs, and they weren't playing a team they hadn't beaten all regular season. The Knicks looked like the team going into the series that nothing was going to faze them.
Mm-hmm.
Game one fazed them.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be surprised if they won this series. If it goes back to game seven, it goes back to New York, right?
Yeah.
That's all I really want to see.
Yeah.
I want tickets. That, like, if that is going to be thousands of dollars to sit in the rafters.
I bet you it's probably $800 to get in the door for Game 7.
To
get in the door.
I think you're probably, at least.
Yeah.
I'm talking
about the very top, like, SRO seats. Like, those, you're probably looking...
And those are for people that already have tickets. On the secondary market, it'll be insane.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going, if they win in Indiana.
Game 7 Eastern Conference Finals at MSG, secondary market's probably $1,200 to get in the door.
It's going to be, it'll be absolutely insane. But, I don't know how you feel about it, but... They looked to be in control. I don't know why they can't take that on the road and win Game 6.
There's no reason they can't. When I look at the Pacers, though, it felt like a team that knew that they had, you know, more in the holster.
Yeah,
Halliburton, after having one of the best playoff games I've ever seen in my life, had a stinker. You know, nobody else really showed up. Miles Turner hasn't really showed up yet this series. He hasn't been much of a factor. Nesmith and Nembhard in the two losses so far in this series, they're shooting a combined like 8 of 33 from the field. I think they're 4 of 16 in one game, 4 of 17 in the other combined.
Well, Nembhard was a driver. I think a lot of people forget that because Halliburton hit the big shot, but Nembhard was the driver for that comeback too.
Yeah,
so,
and then you just need
guys to step
in game
up.
Was a game four, you had Nesmith go 8 of 9 from three and just go absolutely bonkers.
The reason that I buy into the Knicks, and it's, I know that he's a former Blazer, but I don't think it has that much to do, but Josh Hart and the role players, every 50-50 ball last night felt like it was the Knicks.
Yeah.
And every time there was, you know, a tip pass or whatever, it was landing in the Knicks' hands. Maybe that's just good fortune, but we saw Josh Hart do that for a long time. You can create that for yourself.
Like, you can, like, so much of things is luck, and we don't want to acknowledge that because then we're not, you know, the masters of our own futures and kind of thing. But, like, you can create your own, like, better luck by being a guy like Josh Hart who does find himself. Like, if you find yourself in those positions all the time, regularly, and coming out on the other end, it's not luck per se. It's, you know, it's preparedness meets luck. And for the Pacers, they have a lot of those guys. You know, they've got Nembhard. They've got Nesmith. Siakam's a guy who cut his teeth, is a kind of a hustle guy before he started to really put his game together. And you didn't see that from the Pacers last night. And I thought Tibbs had the Knicks ready to go. And, they talked about, you know, them losing the game before, how so much of it was self-inflicted. And the things you can take from the Knicks last night are huge in the sense of it felt replicable.
Yep.
It's not like they shot the living crap out of the ball. They were 8 of 29 from three. They weren't crazy. Cat was huge, and he only hit 1 3. He was 8 of 12 inside the paint. He was a 7-foot aggressor, and that's what you really haven't seen. And again, Cat was questionable going into the game with his knee contusion, and yet instead of sitting on the periphery, he goes out there and guts it out and puts together a pretty damn good game.
Yeah, the change of scenery has done him some good, and just the vibe that New York had last night was outstanding. The one thing I think, if you're OKC, I don't think you care who wins.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I think you're just hoping for Game 7.
Oh, yeah. You
just
want to
wear each other out.
100%.
They're also probably loving the smell of their own farts right now, sitting there waiting for whoever it is. They're 1-5.
I think if you're OKC, though, I think you'd rather play the Knicks just because there's so much volatility and variability with the Pacers. Like, you look at the Pacers last night, they failed for the first...
you'd rather play the more consistent team so you know what you're getting, which is, I don't think you're wrong.
Because with the Pacers, they can drop 130 on you. And it's like, if all of a sudden somebody gets going, the Thunder have all the scoring prowess and defensive prowess in the world, but like, Halley's capable of having these games where you just go, not just him, but how he gets everybody else involved. Like, you look at the Pacers last night, first time all playoffs, they failed to score 100 points. I think that's a huge job by the Knicks by slowing things down, beating them up on the glass, grinding them to a pace in the paint, Like that, those are big deals. But beyond that, you look at the just from the box score alone, the only guy who got in double figures in the starting lineup for the Pacers was Siakam.
Yeah.
Like this was not a game where like, oh, the Pacers, you know, they just didn't do this. And then like they were bad. Yeah. And the Knicks were very good. And it wasn't like the Knicks played a game like you can't see them doing it again.
Yeah.
And that's where you talk about if this goes to seven, it's on the table.
For sure. For sure. All right. Well, we'll see what happens. It's going to be a new matchup of teams that either haven't been there for a long time or have never achieved the mountaintop of the NBA and won a championship. But on the other side of the arena where they're playing on ice, it is a rematch. Would you rather have rematches or new champions? Is parity always a good thing? Because I think we've got a pretty good rematch in the Stanley Cup. So we'll talk it from a very high level. We'll get into a little bit of hockey talk. I know Ortner's excited about that. You're listening to Luke and Danny on a Danny and Friends episode on 1080 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.